Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Those who listened to my commentaries last week probably had a good laugh at the headline article on page one of last Saturday's Lansing State Journal. If you missed my programs last week, go to the online archives at 1320wils.com to listen to them. The journal article was titled, Budget Director Expects Service Cuts. It reports that the state of Michigan now projects a current fiscal year deficit of $325 million and a shortfall in the next fiscal year of $532 million due to revised lower revenue forecast. The fifth paragraph reads, quote, the lower net revenue numbers come despite a state economy that continues to improve and economic growth that's projected to hum along at about 3% a year, according to private, state, and academic forecasters who testified Friday, unquote. In the following paragraph, the article states the decline in revenues comes from a surge in corporations reducing current taxes by using Michigan business tax credits from past years. That is an outright lie. The existence of these credits is known and can be roughly projected. The real reason that Michigan Budget Director John Roberts is surprised by revenue shortfalls is that he received incorrect and false information about Michigan's economy. Sadly, Michigan's economy is not growing 3% a year, contrary to what the private, state, and academic forecasters told Roberts. In fact, the U.S. and Michigan economies have never actually emerged from the Great Recession that allegedly ended in 2009. The so-called growth exists only because the methodology of calculating gross domestic product was changed. It ignores the large rise in consumer prices documented by the Gallup organization. In the real world, the number of people collecting supplemental food welfare is not declining. IRS payroll tax collections are not rising. The percentage of the workforce holding jobs is falling. And retail sales are not rising as much as the actual increase in consumer prices. These all tell us there is no economic growth. Until Budget Director Roberts gets real-world information from the likes of Gallup or from John Williams at shadowstats.com, he can't perform a competent job. This doesn't even touch the huge change in government financial reporting coming in 5 months that will confirm that Michigan state government is bankrupt. More on this subject Friday. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.